Mara Show. It's the Michael.
Smile and swing a while with Carlin. George Carlin is on the air. The smoothest record man anywhere. Get set to listen, cause here we go on the George Carlin Show.
Okay, then, Solid, how you doing? Lots of music coming up for you between now and 5:45. Got the brand new Everly Brothers record, and we'll be playing both sides of it for you, in addition to listening to Elvis's latest, came out this week, and we'll get things started with the new one by Chuck Berry. Stick around. Good things happening here on 1480 at Carlin's Corner.
Get set to listen, cause here we go on the George Carlin Show.
I was a disc jockey when I was 19. I was lucky. I found a job, like, you know, when I should have been still learning about it. And it inspired Wonderful Wino and Willie West, a character of mine. Radio stations, of course, change personnel rather rapidly.
Uh-huh.
Willie West is no longer at Wonderful Wino. He's been replaced by Scott Lame. Hi, gang. Scott Lame here. The boss jock with the boss sounds from the boss list of the boss 30 that my boss told me to play. Right here on the Nifty 850. Wonderful Wino Radio. Wonderful Wino. The big sound in the big town. Wino time, bing bong. 5 minutes past the big hour at 5 o'clock. Hey, we'll get started. One of the big sounds this week. Number five.
Number five, number five, number five, number five, number five.
Last week was number nine.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Moved up four spaces.
Four spaces, four spaces, four spaces, four spaces.
Here it is, one of the new supergroups. Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Sacco, and Vanzetti. And the ever-present footprints cross the shadows on the carpets of the hallways of the memories of your mind. Okay, kids, one of the big sounds and a great story behind that one. And you heard it first right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. Wino time, bing bong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock. Moving along with two in a row. A big double play, back-to-back sounds for you on the Scott Lame get-together on a wonderful Wednesday. Here's a tune that's really moving fast. When I say fast, it was recorded at 9 o'clock this morning. At 12 noon, it was number 15. At 3 o'clock, it was the number one sound in town. And now it's a golden oldie. Solid gold to make you feel old. Solid gold to make you feel old. A golden flashback from the summer of 69. Before you were born, remember, kids? Here they are, the Red, White, and Blue Electric Outdoor Protestant Blues Band. Okay, we'll take about 5 minutes out here for the latest news from around the world from the award-winning Wino Newsroom. And then back with more of the big sounds for you here on the Scott Lame Get-Together for Wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Wino time, bing bong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock. As soon as we come back, we'll be listening on Medical Records, Won't You Take My Heart by the Donors, and My Body is Rejecting Your Heart by the Recipients. But first, Wino News! Wino News! Wino News! From around the world, across the nation, and up your street, here it is! Wino News! With Wino Newsman Bill Beeper. Saigon! Phnom Penh! Bangkok! That's it from Wino News. Details on the half hour. Okay, kids, and back with more of the big sounds for you here. Wino time, bing bong, 5 minutes past the big hour. Following the show, kids, we'll be featuring some local basketball. Local basketball. Today, Andy Granatelli Vocational plays the Mighty Purple of Owsley High. One of the big games, too. And okay, let's move back with more of the big sounds. Billy and the Blemishes and One Last Pimple. Hey, coming up during the next hour here on the Scott Lame Show, we'll be listening to the new John Lennon single, which, if you play it backwards at slow speed, it screws up your needle.
And don't forget, the Associated Press tells us that 218 people have been killed on the nation's highways. The National Safety Council expects a total of 500. You're not trying, friend.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
Why do we never get an answer?
It's Monday, May 5th, 2008.
Cinco de Mayo.
Buenos dias, happy Monday. Today on the program, Don Hansen, the other dog whisperer.
Yeah, because we couldn't get
the real one.
That's right.
Also on the program, we chat with the winner of the world's hottest lesbian contest. And we ramp it up for this week's Big Mother contest. And don't forget to get your dogs ready today, because it's a dog-themed show. Get them ready to rumble as we play the Bark Off for Cash.
Nice.
Here are the phone numbers, 877-365-3636. You can AOL instant message us at Mike O-W-J-F-K. Mm-hmm. That's M-I-K-E-O-W-J-F-K. Looks weird to see it in big letters.
It does.
I have a new card. WJFK.com. You can go there and click on Mike and download the podcast.
Click on Mike.
Please do. Do a few more of those. Post your thoughts. You like this. I know why you like this.
Why?
Because it's negative energy.
No, it's not.
Post your thoughts, and you can email the show, too. Coming soon. All right.
Did I not do a good job with the new card?
You know, English
What's
101.
Wrong? What English?
It just looks bad.
Who wrote the first card that was good?
There we go. It's not going to be an all pick on you.
What's wrong with it? Tell me.
I don't know.
At least I remembered to do it. I did it yesterday.
I don't know. I just looked at it and it looks kind of odd.
It's because you were used to it another way.
Hold it up.
I'll go over it.
Right. No, it's not pleasing to the eye.
No, it doesn't flow.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the font.
Okay, AOL Instant. Yeah, that's it. All right.
AOL Instant Message. Michael,
are these both yours? These are both the new ones?
Yeah, because you had it on both sides.
So
I just wanted to...
Is the old one anywhere, or is that gone?
It's gone.
Because I can't compare the two, because I don't have the old one with me.
Exactly.
Talking about the old card that we have.
Just
anyway,
remember how great the old card was?
Coming soon, we will have the Mike O'Mara Show, MikeOMaraShow.com.
Right. What did I have?
You have MikeOMara.com, the old one. So that was not updated.
Oh, sorry. Right. I'll fix that.
AOL Instant Message. Mike Owl.
We'll fix all this
JFK.
Later.
Mike Owl, JFK. That's the way that looks when I'm reading it. Right
That's there. Our Irish radio station.
Does anyone even know what I'm talking about? Because I digress here.
Cue card that sits in front of you on your plexiglass sneeze guard.
The cue card.
The ones that I hold up.
Hi, everybody.
Has been retyped.
It's Mike O'Mara along with Buzz Burbank.
Yeah.
Over here. Rob Spiewak
College
over there.
College basketball.
And the font of positive energy, Miss Beth Ann McBride, our executive producer.
I am positive.
All right. We talk about McBridian moments. It's no secret, and I will be discussing this, that the very sharp Washington Post is only like 5 days late breaking the story in their pages about the fact that the restaurant went out of business.
About average for them.
So, you know, and because they love to focus on the positive.
Print.
Like so many. What are their names? Roxanne Roberts, right?
Ardinger, isn't it?
Ardinger or something like that. So it was in there today, and there's this big... huge old publicity photo of me without a beard, and I hate it. It's the publicity photo I hate more than anyone that I've ever had taken.
It's like they knew it.
Sure, they know it.
Of course, they do.
They have other pictures.
You're about 100 pounds thinner.
They have other. You mean the one in the picture?
Yeah, you're 100 pounds thinner now.
No. See, that's the big secret.
That's the illusion.
That's the illusion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I know. That's another thing that at some point on this week's program, I need to...
get hip-hop abs?
I need to reach out. Because really, the back is feeling good now. I've recovered.
5 o'clock. Right.
Recovered from the surgery.
Good.
And it's time...
to exercise.
It's time to... But exercise again. I really want to... You know, I learned my lesson with the whole back thing.
The best way to lose weight, Mike, is a combination of diet and exercise.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
That's right.
We have lots of fat.
Fat.
But anyway, here's the deal. I get a call from Beth Ann, and we exchanged emails back and forth every morning. Everybody's like got their ideas for what's going on. And Beth Ann and I have a scheduled phone call right as rain at 10 o'clock in the morning every single day, Monday through Friday. That's the call when we really finalize everything that's going to happen on the show. Mm-hmm. And Beth Ann gives me an update, and I tell her anything that's going on. And Beth Ann has this way of immediately bringing up the negative. The second time it's happened. The first time was last week when we went from number 9 iPod download in the country to number 39. And now, you know, as predicted, we're gone. We're not there anymore. 90. We expected that would happen. No, it wasn't 90 when I looked at it.
Oh.
We burned bright. We burned brief.
We did. But I knew that was going to happen anyway. It's no big secret.
Sure.
But here's the deal. This is what she says to me today when I pick up the phone. The very first words out of her mouth, and I want to see if I've got the phrasing right. When you spoke to me, you said something along the lines of, did you see in the paper? I think...
You're in the paper.
I think you might be in the paper. I'm not sure. It was like this thing where she knew exactly.
No,
what
I didn't.
Well, then how... All right, if you didn't, then how was it in your brain?
How
was it in your brain? And it was the first thing you were going to mention to me.
I just wanted you to.
Boot.
I hadn't even seen it. I was listening
You'd
to
heard
the
about
junkies.
It.
I was
You'd
listening
heard
to
about
the junkies.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, they
talked
it.
About it.
I talked to the junkies about it.
I didn't know that part.
I was on their program this morning.
I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that part.
No, but I heard when they said, "Hey, Omer, I wonder if he knows he's in the style."
So here's
section.
The deal. Now, not even knowing what the story is, you still want to.
No.
In your zeal to get me the negative energy.
There's no zeal or negative energy.
But it's the first thing you say to me.
Because I think you should know. Hey,
after
Mike,
our
you're
weekend,
in the paper.
After the weekend from hell. At our appearance, it's the first thing you say to me is that, you know, I don't know. Did you know that? I think you know.
I think you should
know that
you're
in there.
I don't know.
She can't.
I don't
be
know.
Something.
You've got to, you know what? We have to do some serious psychoanalysis there. We have to really take a look at Beth Ann McBride.
Some soul searching?
There seems to be a joy with that.
No.
How about when Rob showed you the picture and you know,
said,
and we said, you
I
know.
Go, my God, you're so skinny
with,
now.
With all the
fat. Very positive.
With all the fat, man, that's BS.
You
don't patronize
now.
Me.
I'm not.
I mean, that's not. I know I'm fat. I know, really.
Everybody say
yes,
it.
Yes, say it.
I am fat.
I am fat. I know
I am
that.
Fat.
Well, you know, coming off the weekend when I incident, and can I give you a round of applause? You and Shondell did a great job with the contest.
So did you guys. We had fun.
You cared about, which was the contest. You did a fantastic job.
Every rule was observed.
You know what? Weren't they great?
Letter of the law, Mike.
We had a great time down
What have I always said is the most important thing about a game? The rules.
The rules.
Mm-hmm. I've always said it.
Not the fun.
The rules are what matter.
If you stick to the rules, you have fun.
All right, let me explain. What we're talking about is the fact that in the Washington Post this morning, is a picture of me and about the restaurant closing. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's really a thrill. And just someday I want one of those big fat pictures to be in there when it's something positive.
Yeah.
Because they don't care about the positive stuff. They really don't. They love the negative.
Kick
you know
when
why?
You're down.
Because really, because it's the whole shock jock stigma. That's what it is. And you know what? The rules say at newspapers, you do not put a big fat picture of a fat disc jockey in the paper unless it's something negative,
something bad.
And it was something bad for me. But here's the deal: I talked about it on Friday. Mm-hmm. DCR-TV, the website here in town, had it in there like a couple of days before that.
They had it,
and they were accurate and they were ahead of the curve on it. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating that.
Maybe.
That's the way they do it. And then they said, when reached for, he's usually chatty. Well, I forgot how it said it in the paper.
I think that was right.
He's usually chatty, but he did not return our phone calls. Well, first of all, I got no phone calls personally from them. I got them here at the radio station,
right,
correct?
Did
I ever receive a personal phone call from them?
No.
No, I did not.
I believe I received them all.
I didn't hear about it. I mean, did you mention it in passing or something like that?
No, I
don't look at me incredulously. The fact is.
I thought I had told you.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
Am I going to get another round
dun,
of applause?
Dun, dun.
Did I tell you how good you look now compared to the picture?
Oh, shut up. But stop
what
it.
What I thought wasn't very nice was the caption they had beside the picture.
Let's what?
A wonderful wine, a wonderful wine. And say, stick around.
In a smart way. I don't want to screw it. I don't even remember it.
It appears Omer is a victim of the economy.
Well, that's kind of true.
Yeah, that's kind of
true. I don't dispute their facts at all. I don't dispute their facts. But, I mean, it is just, it's amazing how
maybe,
they do that.
Maybe
it's
if
really
we had lunch with Amy and Roxanne, they might see things differently. If they knew us personally, if they knew
now,
us
are you
as
speaking
humans.
With your penis or are you speaking
well,
with?
I won't know. I won't know until we meet them.
I picture elderly. I picture like I picture the Pigeon Sisters.
Okay. Oh, not that young.
I'm not that young
like
at
Aunt
all.
Like Aunt B and Clara.
I picture the Pigeon Sisters. That's what I picture with that. I don't think they're vivacious. Do you? I mean, do you know anything about what they
well,
look
I'm
like?
Well, I'm judging from their names and the trends that baby names go through over the years. Amy and Roxanne sounds like they might be kind of in our neighborhood.
You know what? I will leave that to you, Mr. Burbank.
I think we should.
If you would like
that.
To build those bridges, you are more than welcome to.
It
you go right
hurt.
Ahead.
It's public relations.
As a matter of fact, you and Beth Ann, why don't you forge that relationship?
Very good.
You know, there's certain things really, Rob, you understand this. There's certain things I just don't want to deal with. I really don't want to deal with that crap.
Sure.
I really don't.
Okay.
And now you've had, you had a conversation with one of them, right?
Roxanne.
How did she sound? Old, young, in between?
What? Sounded, you know, our age.
Okay.
Well, there's a vast range of
that is an a-hole comment to make. That is no help. Are you afraid of them?
I don't know.
Are you afraid of
them? I don't want a big fat picture of me in the paper.
You're afraid of them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not afraid. Well,
you're afraid. That is the. You know what you just did?
What?
You just threw the show under the bus.
I
so
did not.
You could kiss the ass of the Washington Post. You
I'm
just
the
said
one that's going to get
they're
the calls.
They're about our
you're
age.
Not get
let
the
me
calls.
Let me throw something to Mike. He literally will not be able to handle. They're about our age. How do I deal with them? She sounded about 70. Tell the truth, right?
She didn't sound that old.
Yes, she did.
50.
You know what Beth Ann was telling me off air? She said, I mean, she sounded like, seriously, I was dealing with an elderly woman.
Really?
That's what Beth Ann McBride said.
Wow.
We've got a parking spot for them.
We've got handicapped parking right here.
Come on
down. It's in the paper. You know, I'm fine with the fact that the facts are very accurate. That's exactly what happened. There were no, you know, misstatements of anything factual in there, and that's what I care about.
Sure.
But, you know, I just hate the print media is just so, you know, they're drooling, they're chomping at the bit, and they want to get the negative energy in there. And, you know, it's just, now, granted, I haven't really done anything good. So there's no real reason. Thank you, Rob.
I could make a list of great things you've done today.
Thank you, Rob.
Of course he could.
Thank you.
It's as if they tried.
Let's hear the list.
It's as if they tried to make the closing of your restaurant sound like a bad thing.
Because it's really
that's what bothered
thing.
Me.
No, it is sad. It's a death. It's like a death in the family.
I know.
It's the way I look at it, Buzz. Kind of a death in the family.
I see it more as a divorce.
It is a, well, not, how can it be a divorce, though? It's more like a fatality.
You're parting ways. How about a divorce and then an unfortunate accident?
Well, I'm just depressed. I'm very, very depressed.
Be not depressed. No.
I am.
No reason to be. You're on top of the world, my friend.
This is what you wanted. You wanted to focus on the show.
Well, it is true, but it's just very frustrating to not know about it, you know, because, you know, the certain powers that be who should probably give me a little heads up on that. And so I have to go out in the morning.
Me.
And, well, did they indicate during your conversation, did you ever choose to say, when do you think this might be in the newspaper?
Did they ever say, dearie, it will run on Monday?
No.
Hello, dearie.
Hello, dearie.
And actually, they called so long
Oh,
ago.
Hold on. A guy says he actually knows
Roxanne.
Who these are.
Roxanne.
Somebody said those two girls are on Channel 4. They're on TV. So that's
oh, well, then. Oh.
Hello, Jack in D.C. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Jack. Jack, you there?
Yes, sir. Sorry, I was in a little dead spot on 27.
That's okay. What can we do for you?
What's 27?
Those two girls, I believe they do one of those little styly, what's coming up in the post on the weekend kind of thing with Pat and Jim on locally.
On what?
Channel 4 locally.
On Channel 4.
Well, we'll have to get some pictures. I'm sure there's an internet presence. So I'd like
to. Yeah, they're kind of, the one of them is, you know, you kind of get the, okay, she's in print journalism. The other one looks like she's kind of, you know, she'll turn her head, but then after you've looked, you realize.
I'm sorry, you're dropping on
your phone. What did he say?
I don't know.
We'll have to call Jim Handley and ask if they're box.
I'm Jim Handley because, you know, Handley knows.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Here
box.
On Channel 4 in Washington, D.C. But getting back to our Cinco de Mayo party where, Beth Ann was there. Buzz was there.
Saturday
Rob Spiewak was there. It was our fabulous coming out party.
It
yes,
was
where
fun.
It was fun.
Where we all announced that we were gay. Yes. Yes, it was fun, actually.
Yeah, it was
nice. Nice people.
Let me list what was fun, and then we can kind of go around the room, and we'll see who agrees with the way. It was a lot of fun meeting the listeners to the show.
Uh-huh.
We haven't done that in a good long time.
True.
It was fun drinking those super big
yards of beer.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was big fun.
Dos Equis.
Let me see. What else was fun? It was fun going downtown. It's been a long time since I've been to... you know, one of the things we didn't mention in the card is that it was right on the edge of the Adams Morgan section in D.C. Whoever was promoting that from the promotions department chose to just say 18th Street Northwest and not mention that we really were almost in Adams Morgan. Uh-huh. That's it. And it had, the place had a very Adams Morgan feel.
Oh,
that's
great. Great neighborhood.
A hip part of our nation's capital.
Great partying environment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hold on. We got another call about this lady here.
It certainly seemed that way.
Yes. Mike tackles the press. Brendan from San Francisco. You have a comment about Roxanne?
Well, yeah. Hi, Mike. Hi, everybody. She is on a radio show, well, one of those nerdy NPR shows on Sunday afternoon, one of those like word game show things.
Right.
After about obscure definitions and all this stuff. It's super NPR nerdy. Anyway, it's called Says You.
Says You? Okay, but no pictures.
Well, they have a website. So she seems charming and, I don't know, sort of fun, I guess, for NPR nerd.
That sounds like an NPR listener right
there.
He gave
himself
really,
away.
I don't know, sweaty balls.
Sound like an NPR host.
Let's go to Andy in Binghamton, New York. Andy, it says here you need a prom date. What do you need a prom date? Are you that young? How old are you, Andy?
I'm 18.
I'm 18 and I like it.
Andy, I am this late last week about this.
Really?
I didn't mention it, but let him tell you.
All right, Andy, tell us your tale of woe.
All right. Well, I've tried for a while now to actually find a prom date. I'm a senior this year in my high school, and basically every female I encounter doesn't really turn out very well for me.
You son of a
so,
bitch!
So I would like to see if maybe you guys could help me.
Hold it, Andy. I was playing a little tape, and obviously you couldn't hear it, and you kept talking. Are you fat?
Andy?
I don't know.
Then you
I wouldn't really consider myself fat.
What are your vital statistics, Andy?
Well, I am about 5'10". I have about 220, 230 pounds.
A little heavy, then.
Andy, I'm curious. You're calling from Binghamton, New York. How do you listen to the show? Do we have an affiliate up there? Do you listen on the internet? Do you get the iPods?
Do they pipe it into the bakery?
I'm actually stuck using the internet.
You're using the internet, and you're calling all the way from Binghamton, and we're based down here in Washington, D.C., and you're trying to get a prom date.
Yes.
How do you think we can help?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'd like to know.
I don't know. It was really kind of up to you guys. I don't know.
Okay. No, now see, Andy,
that's
right
the
there.
Problem.
All right, here we go. Now I can help you.
Yes.
Andy, the word is initiative. The word is energy. Mm-hmm. And, Andy, you just want people to solve your problems for you. The fact is, now, first of all, you're in high school. You're 18 years old. You're on the cusp of really becoming a man. Andy, let's talk about skin. Let's talk about bacne, acne, your skin.
How's your
complexion? Because, really, that's very significant. Not as significant as it used to be, I think, when I was going to high school. They have products now in cosmetics that actually fight that.
Yes.
Tell me about your skin, Andy. Tell me about zits, pimples, pussy little pimples on your face.
I have actually none, Mike.
So
oh,
you,
good.
That's great. So you're clear. You're a little chubby. You're a little roly-poly, but you don't have a lot of pimples. You don't have any acne.
No.
What extracurricular activities are you involved in?
Are you in theater arts?
Easy?
No. This will probably make you laugh. I
hope so.
Book club and mock trial.
And he wants to know why he doesn't have a date for the prom.
Well, we can make a positive out of this.
All right.
Andy, could you possibly be, like you're planning to be a lawyer?
Actually, no. They actually, it'd be sort of like a ringer. They wanted me just to play a part. I wasn't really affiliated with it.
Andy, what do you enjoy, though? What do you? He really is a slacker.
What the hell is he talking about?
But he's got the balls to call a radio show.
But that's easy.
When he wants to, it's not that easy,
use
Rob.
Use one finger.
That easy, Rob.
See, he's piling up.
No, it's pretty easy.
It's Andy,
what'd
really.
You do this weekend, Andy?
Socially, what'd you
Rob,
do?
Rob is talking to Rob right now.
It's like a time machine. It is. It's like looking back 17 years.
Time machine.
Andy, you better answer these questions quickly or I'm going to hang up on you and you'll never get a prom date.
And honestly, what did you do this weekend? Socially, effective
right,
5 o'clock on Friday.
All right, this weekend I actually was studying for a AP test that I had to take.
Uh-huh. What AP class?
AP government.
Hey.
AP right. government.
So you're not a good student, right?
So you studied for 72 hours?
No, I did that, but I also had a mock trial competition that took most of Saturday from me.
Sure.
Aren't there girls that are involved in these things at all?
Yes, but again, it seems that every woman that sort of knows me doesn't really turn out to benefit me.
Have you asked, Andy? Have you actually come up to a woman and said, hey, I'd like to take you, a girl, I should say. Have you walked up to a girl and asked her to go to the prom?
Yes, I have.
Let me tell you a story, Andy, if I can. Let me tell you a prom story. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
All right, Rob, if we can find perhaps some wonderful prom-type music or any background
something
music.
Something nostalgic?
Something that'll work, because Andy, you know, it wasn't that long ago when yours truly, I was a young high school student as well.
Really?
And, you know, I was not exactly the finest looking in my class. I wasn't a jock.
Stop.
You know, I was not that great a student. I was about a B-plus student.
That's
I wasn't,
good.
I wasn't, a, you know, an honor roll student, but I was a good, solid student. And let me tell you, you know who I asked out to the prom? Wait a minute.
Who?
What is this? What
Give
is
it a
this
moment.
Music?
It's going to be nice.
All right.
Ah, here we go.
Let's wait till it's established. Ah, thank
who
you.
Who did you ask to the prom?
And Andy, I didn't have to ask someone to the prom. Do you know why that is?
Andy.
Andy? Andy?
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Of course I'm listening to you, Mike.
Well, when I say Andy, you respond. Okay, I'm telling a story. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. What I was going to say, Andy, is that, you know, normally the boy asks the girl to the prom.
Normally.
But in this particular circumstance, and I remember it like it was yesterday, this lady came up to me and asked me if I would like to go to her senior prom.
Wow.
Whoa. You know something, Andy?
What's that?
I was a junior. I was a junior in high school, Andy. That's right. Shut up. I was a junior in high school, and she asked me. And, of course, I thought about it for a while because I had, you know, very busy weekends. Partying with the senior class.
Other options to weigh?
Well, I mean, I had a crowded calendar.
Let's be honest.
I mean, there were trips to the beach, trips out of my father's Edsel.
Not like Andy.
when you went out surfing?
Yes, I had a very busy calendar. No, I was thrilled. But the fact of the matter, Andy, is I was asked. And I not only went to her senior prom, I went to my junior prom and my own senior prom. That's three proms, so
That's
I think
three.
I know. I know from proms.
In 2 years.
And you know what the important thing is, Andy?
No, what is that?
I didn't get laid at any one of those activities.
But it looked good.
But it looked real good, because you know what? I always went with a piece of ass!
Attaboy!
I might not have been the best-looking guy, but I'll tell you, I was damn funny, and I went with a piece of ass. Now, getting back to this senior prom, the woman that asked me, would you like to know who that was, Andy?
That woman?
Andy? Who is that?
Andy, that woman was the one and the only Candace Bushnell.
Wow.
Candace Bushnell, author of Sex and the City, the character that Carrie is based on. That movie will be coming out later this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Carrie. Carrie from Sex and the City
asked me
to go to the prom.
Legendary women.
That's right. So, Andy, I can tell you, you don't strike me as being someone who can make me laugh, Andy. And that is the key. Laughter is the best medicine. Andy, if you...
I think I can make you laugh, Mike.
You can make me laugh?
Can you make a girl laugh?
Without disrobing.
Andy, really, I mean, Rob nailed it. You're just kind of a slacker.
Not even kind of, Mike.
Is.
Let me ask you a question. I don't want to derail, but we...
Okay, go ahead.
We stopped off on this government competition on Saturday.
Yes.
How late did that go in the day? You said it ruined most of your day, but how late did it go?
That went from 8 in the morning
right.
to about 8 at night.
Okay, and what did you do after that?
Done why?
After that, I actually went to the hospital. My
And you
I'm glad someone thinks it's funny.
You didn't find a date there?
What happened? Why did you? Did you go to the emergency room?
No, it's my grandmother, Andy.
Oh, Andy, okay,
no.
Andy, right there. That doesn't work on a radio show if you're going to tell a sad story. Did she die?
No, she's actually been in there for a couple of days now.
Okay,
I hope she recovers,
better.
You can take her to prom.
There you go.
Grandmama. Andy, I don't want to hear about the guy, really, because we're having fun now. It's Monday. You know, Lord knows, Beth Ann has put me in a terrible funk to start this week, and I'm trying to spiral out of it, okay? So I can't hear about, you know, your ailing grandmother. I do hope she does better. But Andy, see, right there, that's what the problem is, Andy. That's why. That's why you don't have the date to the prom, because you've got to be a little bit more lighthearted. For God's sakes, you're 18. You've got the world in front of you.
What'd you do Sunday morning?
Sunday morning, I think I slept in.
Yeah,
that's good for you. Well, that's a normal activity.
You had to be tired after
Let's
all
take
that.
A call for Andy. Hi, who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh, you've got some advice for young Andy?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
I went to neither of my junior nor senior proms because I couldn't find a date, because I just had no interest in dropping a couple $100 on dinner, limo, and a hotel room afterwards to spend time with people that I really didn't want to spend time with outside of school.
Are you with women now? Have you had like relations with women? Are you married and all that?
I am not married. I am.
Are you living with your mother?
I'm a college student, so yes, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh dear! Don't listen to that guy, Andy. No. Andy, are you still on the line?
Yes, Mike, I am.
Andy, you got to lighten up. Yeah. You got to be a little freewheeling. Do you go to a lot of parties, a lot of social events?
Actually, I'm one of the few in my class that actually...
He needs to lose the word actually.
Well, that's his verbal crutch.
Okay.
You know, and at 18, we have our verbal crutches. Uh-huh.
I'm not very comfortable calling radio shows. I don't do it very frequently.
Well, you know, and that's the one area where I know you call him a slacker, where I think I give Andy a little bit of credit. But
It's easier than asking a girl out.
Andy, here's what I'm going to do for you, okay?
All right.
If you can get a woman, now when is the prom?
June 27th.
End of June
27th.
Yeah, a couple months away.
September.
Is this like vocational school prom?
Andy needs to start
prom
now.
Is the June 27th. What? The 4th of July? The 4th of July wasn't over? What is the deal? Why is your prom on June 27th, Andy?
Our administrators are a bunch of morons.
That must be it.
It's very late.
Ask him when he gets. Oh, maybe it's Is it a year-round school?
Yeah, from the fall to the spring, yeah.
No, that's year-round.
That's not year-round.
So by year-round, he means 9 months.
Yeah, not summer.
Andy, you're confusing me. Andy, what do you want us to do for you? You tell us.
He doesn't know.
What do you want us to do for your June 27th prom? Maybe I've missed the boat. Is this something that I should know about?
It's all Andy.
No, it's
Andy, what can we do for you?
They're always named Andy.
Yeah, they always are. I would just like to know if,
maybe
callers or if anyone that you
know.
No,
Andy. You know, here's the deal. I'm not going to completely close the door on you, Andy, but I'm going to give you a homework assignment, something
good.
I'm sure you don't do a very good job
good
with.
Good luck with this, Mike.
Andy, you call us back when you have a plan. You don't have a plan right now. You specifically figure out. Rob is shaking his head.
You might as
Rob
well
hates all listeners. You should know that.
This assignment should be now. Andy, call us when you return from Pluto.
Pretend you're preparing for a mock trial.
And Andy?
Atta boss.
Andy, here. Now listen to this. This is even better. You don't have to do the homework assignment if you call back with a girl, and I will put the girl on the radio, and I will talk to her and tell her how wonderful you are.
Yes.
Maybe that would cinch the deal. Do you have any ability to even get a girl to, like, call the radio show?
I probably could.
Hey,
are there girls? Are there girls in book club?
Andy,
I don't know if you'd call them that.
All right, Andy, you get us a girl, and, you know, if that works out, call us back. And, hell, we've got till June 27th.
That takes us right up
to break.
As a head start, you know.
All right, good stuff. Good luck, Andy.
One last question,
Rob. He's gone.
I was going to ask him something so important.
What was it? He's gone.
I was going to ask him, when's the last time he's had a glass of keg beer? Because that would really help me lock in.
Like a cake party.
Yeah.
He should loosen
up. He's 18.
That's right. I think you can drink at 18 in Portsmouth.
877-365-3636. We've got a prom expert on the line right now. A guy that says he can help Andy get a prom date. Yes, yes, you're on the air, caller.
No, I cannot get a prom for Andy. I'm pissed off.
Why are you pissed off, Tom?
Because Dennis keeps saying the R word, and it's not any R word anymore. It's intellectual disability.
So you're upset about that, Tom?
I just figured out what the R word was.
Yes, I think we all know what the
it's. What's it called now, Tom?
Retarded.
No. What's the proper
intellectual disability means?
Intellectual disability. Yes. Who is saying the other word, Tom?
Dennis.
Dennis Murphy?
Yes. Murphy can go to you know where.
Dennis came out to our appearance the other day. You weren't there.
I'm gonna be going to the next one.
Okay, very good, Tom. And why is Dennis saying this to you?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we've got to run. We thought you were going to help with that guy's prom, okay?
Hey, Bethann?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
I got a surprise for you, Nick. I might be coming out there with a rose.
Oh, she's going to wait for the day. You know, she just got into town. She's very lonely, Tom.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Are you very lonely, Bethann?
Tom, we have to go. Tom, say goodbye.
Go to break.
No, we're not going to break yet, Tom.
No. All right.
All right, bye, Tom. All right, there he goes. Always always a pleasure to talk to
him. He should have come to our appearance with because it was a third-floor walk-up.
You know, and I kept calling Dennis Tommy.
Let's go to Shannon. Shannon, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Shannon.
Hey, Mike. Oh, my gosh, I was so excited about meeting you guys this weekend, and I thought that the items that my husband and I purchased at Night Dreams on the way to D.C. was going to be the highlight of my anniversary weekend, but actually it was meeting you guys.
Let me see. Wow. I'm trying to think. Were you the blonde lady?
I was the blonde with the five kids.
Oh,
yes.
I remember now. Yes, yeah.
Five kids. And we were supposed to be singing. This was for our anniversary, and by far, you know, we went at Night Dreams, had the hotel, everything, but... My husband was jealous. He said, I came on way too strong. He said, I made a fool out of myself because I have a major crush on you. I even enjoyed meeting Dennis.
Okay. I'm glad we had a good time. Did you talk to her, Buzz?
Yeah, we both did. They
Green
left
top?
They were able to find a sitter for their five kids. She was a shorter woman. That's the main thing I remember.
Yeah.
Is this the one with the green top?
I don't remember her top.
Are you the one with the big boobs?
I have, yes, and I actually have had a breast reduction, and I still have big boobs.
Wow.
Okay, were you, like, sitting over by, were you over by the railing?
Wow.
Well, I was.
You know,
I remember talking, and I talked to you and your husband, right?
When they first came in the
door.
Yes,
and then I pulled you out afterwards when you were already done with the show, and I don't think you were too happy, but I asked for the picture at the last minute. I should have done it before the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course you remember that. Because Mike was unhappy. Of course Bethann remembers now.
Yes.
Well, Shannon, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
We
had a great time. Bye-bye. Eric, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Eric. You have a wonderful idea, I see.
Oh, the green top.
We send Beth Ann to help out Andy, and she can show him the time of his life.
Well, actually, that's not going to happen.
You know what? If it was local, I'd lean on you.
Yeah, I'd do it if it was local.
If it was local, you would do it?
Yeah,
God, you're easy.
Yeah.
You are easy. That
so
was just like, I'm not easy.
You know what, Mike? You and I would go out and buy her a prom dress, maybe something in yellow, and really just send her on her way. That would be fun.
What would people say, though? That might be a little bit of that. What's that lady out in the Pacific Northwest that went to jail, you know?
No, they would say that's very kind. That's what they'd say.
I don't think she's planning on raping him.
Yeah.
She
no.
just wanted
just
to ask.
What's the teacher's name that, you know, remember the teacher
Deborah,
that
Letourneau?
Mary Kay?
Yeah, they're married now.
And Deborah Favre or something like that.
Favre.
That's very generous of you. Let's go to Mike.
Second base McBride.
In Fairfax. Mike, you're on the show. How you doing?
Good, good. Actually, Rob is right on the money. Just needs to have his mind in the right place before he thinks about prom dates. What he should do, six-pack of Bud, a blunt, rinse for that, then think about the prom date.
All right, Mike, thank you very much for the call. You know, really, you got to get out and you got to do the socializing.
Mm-hmm.
You really
absolutely.
You have to get. You have to take the chances the youth of America takes
nowadays.
You
have to do the work.
I agree with Mike. I was very funny in high school, and I didn't get laid by anybody, but everyone liked me. So.
I went to the proms. I didn't close any of the deals, and I made that very public. Mm-hmm. I did not, but, man, I had hotties. Every single one. Turbo hotties at my proms. But especially... Melissa Young, that was the worst.
Really?
Yeah, because she was like right at the beginning stages of a romance with a senior, and we went to the junior prom together, and it just sucked.
You asked her?
She had a boyfriend,
and
she went with you to the prom?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well,
you were hoping to disassemble that romance.
Rob can relate to this, all right? Here's the deal. Rob can relate to this because the fact is when you're the happy-go-lucky kind of guy, the jolly guy, it's almost like being gay. You're almost
safe.
It's like, hey, let's go with the guy that makes us laugh.
Right.
Meanwhile... You know, underneath the fabric of that tuxedo is just a man bursting to get air.
They're safe until they get to the crawl space.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Big Mother.
Ah.
That's this week. I'm not going to talk about anything else except Big Mother.
Good for you,
Mike. Beth Ann says, if I mention too many things going on the show, I will confuse you, the listener. And, of course, we'll take more of your phone calls. Is it wrong to say that?
No, it's not.
877-365-3636. Were you in the paper today? Hey. Positive energy coming up on the big show. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.